Blog Talk Radio.
Let go, healing, breaking.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like a candle burn bright, awaken my higher self, step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle.
Hello, everyone. Much love and many blessings to all of you. Welcome to yet another installment or another edition of The Healing Fountain. This is Gary Moore. Along with my co-host this week is Javonda from the Netherlands, as Jen Christie and both Jen Christie and Marika are both away. So, Javonda, are you there?
Yeah, hello, Gary. I'm here. Nice to do
Hi.
A show with you again.
Yes, nice to be on with you as well. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. So, well,
good.
Actually, the title of this show applies to me today.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, and we're talking about our special guest, who is Isa Arguello, and we'll bring her on in a little while. And the theme for this show is forgiveness, being the first step toward healing. So forgiveness is huge, you know, whether we talk about Ho'oponopono, forgiving of the self, forgiving of others. I've heard through my spiritual mentors how truly important forgiveness really, really is. And I think forgiveness of the self first is first and foremost. See it as perfect, and when we don't, we forgive ourselves, turn our eyes inward, and and say I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, all those things that return us back to zero point, back to the moment.
Well, actually, forgiving is something you do for yourself in the first place.
Right. Forgiveness is a gift that you give to yourself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful being on with you again, and it looks like you're going to do the candle ceremony in the angelic realm and so forth. But first, while everyone gets their candles ready and so forth, why don't we play some music? Are you ready? We'll play a song. How about All You Need Is Love by the Beatles? Here we go. That's right. Love is all you need. I'm going to take that a little bit farther and say love is all we are. So anyway, welcome back. And Giovanna, you there?
Yeah, love.
Hello.
Love is all you are. Hello.
Love is all we are. That's right.
Yeah.
Everything else is paint and conversation, I think. Why don't we bring on our guest? She is in... currently in Puerto Rico, and I heard her yesterday when Risa was on as a guest on another internet radio show. And she was on the air with Risa and Ash, and they were talking about Gold Ring and so forth. And she's quite a fascinating individual. And we'll go ahead and bring her on at this point and have her talking briefly about her method of healing and so forth and what brought her to our circle. So we'll go ahead and bring her on right now. And her name is Isa Arguello, I think. And Isa, are you there? Correct me if I was wrong.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
I am perfect, and so are you. So did I say your name correctly, Isa Arguello?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you are in Puerto Rico. Yeah, I heard you briefly on the show yesterday with Risa and Ash and Doa. And so tell us a little bit about your program of healing, your method of healing, the theme for the show, forgiveness, that sort of thing.
Well, basically, it's what you and Yolanda said. We tend to be our worst critic. We don't let anything go. We just keep being mean to ourselves 24/7. For example, if you have a friend and you both study really hard for a test, you both get an A, but then something happened for the next test that you guys couldn't meet, and your friend got an A and you got a B, you start beating yourself for a B. You start like, well, if I could have, maybe if I spend more time studying, or I'm an idiot because I got a B. You're just putting us down, and we need to break with that cycle in order for healing to take over with whatever situation that we're going through.
Right, right. Stop beating on yourself. Stop that negative self-talk, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that that's the first step towards healing, because everything starts within us. Love, peace, joy, whatever you want, it starts with you first, and then it goes and gets manifested in this reality that we're living in. But if we just start saying, I'm stupid, I'm mean, I'm the worst person on this planet, I shouldn't be alive, blah, 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 what we're doing is we're manifesting all the negative things that we have,
mm-hmm,
instead of the positive.
Yeah, this is just going to attract more into your life to keep that happening, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right, right. Yeah, I had a spiritual mentor several years ago, and I studied under her. Her name was Arlen McDonald, and Arlen was a Huna practitioner, talking about the way of Huna, of the Hawaiian Native American way of spirituality. And nowadays Ho'oponopono is becoming all the rage. the Ho'oponopono energy, that, you know, self-forgiveness, self-love, I love you, I'm sorry, thank you, please forgive me. Those four little phrases that we tell to ourselves. And she taught me that, several years ago. I think it may have been, I don't know, maybe even before it became fashionable or whatever. But it was about seeing everything as perfect, even though we don't want to accept it, or if it's difficult or hard or whatever in the moment. But to see it all as perfect. And whenever we look out on the world and we see malaise or disease or war or whatever, to turn our eyes again, to turn our eyes inward. And to say, do the whole Ho'oponopono on yourself, I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. And that shifts your energy back to the moment, back to the zero point, and then you go forward in the next moment with your energy changed around. And just like you said, it all starts within, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Right.
You cannot project peace if you are in disharmony with yourself.
Right.
Because what you're going to do is the positive is going to get canceled because of the negative that you're putting so much power and so much will out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that we need to treat ourselves the same way that we treat others. For example, if you have a friend that made a mistake and you comfort him or her and tell her, hey, it's okay, everything's going to be all right. It was just a mistake. The point of this is that you learn from it. It doesn't matter if it was a positive, it doesn't matter if it was a negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a learning process. But then when we're the ones that we made a mistake, we just tell us, hey, I'm stupid, I'm an idiot, I'm the worst person, I made a mistake, what the heck? And we just don't let it go. And we're beating ourselves up for months, maybe years.
Yeah.
And it was something that maybe I forgot to disconnect the TV or something, and a cable got burned. Stupid thing like that, but we just don't let it go. And then it gets worse and worse and worse because we never heal from it and we never learn from it.
Mm-hmm. And as a collective, so, as we do that, we contribute to what Eckhart Tolle calls the light body of the planet rather than the pain body of the planet. As we're beating on ourselves and calling ourselves those names, and believe me, nobody can beat on me like I can. And I'm sure that's pretty much the same thing with all of us. Nobody can do it like we can do it to ourselves. However, it does create that pain body that Eckhart Tolle talks about in his books about just the perpetuating of the pain on the planet. And when we as a collective rise ourselves above that pain and forgive the pain, I've felt that energy shifting every time I've done it, every time I've done Ho'oponopono. I've done radio shows that talks about Ho'oponopono, and I apply it to my life. And it works. And that's all I can say is forgiveness, like we're talking about here, forgiveness is a gift we give to ourselves, right?
Yeah. And we need to quite be more compassionate and more caring about us if we want to make a better world for everybody else.
Right. Right. So you have a guided meditation that you're going to be taking us through in a little while, right?
Yes.
Wonderful. We'll be looking forward to seeing that. And Giovanna, I think you're back on. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm back on.
Yeah,
I had such a terrible sound, so I called back in.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it seems to be better.
Okay. Well, would you like, we'll get everybody in the chat room to go ahead and click the link to the video and pull up the player and pause the player and mute the sound. And once you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And we'll go ahead and count everyone down and play the video. So we'll wait for the hearts. The heart will be the ticket for us to continue. There's my ticket. And here we go. We've got the tickets. Would you like to do the honors this week, Giovanna, of counting everyone down and queuing the file?
Yeah, I would love to. Okay. Well, it seems everyone has preloaded the video and paused it and muted it. So I will do the countdown, and then you press the start button of the video.
You do it much better than I do.
Yeah, right. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Thank you.
right now, it's time to do our candle ceremony. We light our candles to signify that we are a circle of love, light, and healing. And because fire is a very powerful tool, especially when used with prayer and focused intent. We can also light incense, which cleanses the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm. We'd like to ask Archangel Michael of the North to please be with us now, to bring your love and protection. In love and light, love and light, love and light, thank you. Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment. In love and light, love and light, love and light, thank you. Archangel Gabriel of the South, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom. In love and light, love and light, love and light, thank you. Archangel Raphael of the West, please be with us now to bring your love and healing. In love and light, love and light, love and light, thank you. We'd like to ask Archangel Metatron to join us. Also the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, please be with us now. In love and light, love and light, love and light, thank you. We are now in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing to help us to send the love and healing out to all mankind and the nature plane. Right now, we would like to ask Marika to say the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, And as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
And our special guest is Isa Darguello. Go ahead, Isa, with your meditation. Thank you all for being here.
Okay, well, I want everybody to just sit comfortably, close your eyes, and I want you guys to look really deep in yourself, in your heart. For that little mistake that you did, that to this day, for some reason, you haven't been able to let go of it. And I want you to picture yourself as you are now, as well as a little boy or a little girl. Who's just sitting right next to you. You have some apples, the little boy sitting next to you, and you telling that little boy that little mistake that you did, and listen to what that little boy has to say or that little girl. It was just a mistake. The important thing is that you learn from it. Because otherwise, that little boy would not be able to grow as a healthy adult that it is today. I really want you guys to just concentrate on that image and really pay attention to what that little boy is telling you or that little girl so you can heal. Because all those little mistakes, if it wasn't for them, you would have never, ever, ever be able to grow. And we need to start seeing ourselves as little boys and little girls, full of forgiveness, unconditional love for us, so we can grow. There is so much talk about evolution. Well, this is how we evolve. We make a little mistake, we go to the next one. And we go to the next one just as if it were a video game. Because without those little mistakes and without forgiveness, we're never, ever, ever going to be able to be complete. Really concentrate, keep that image, and just tell yourself that you forgive you, that it's okay to let go, that it's okay to make mistakes. There's nothing wrong with making mistakes. The important thing is that we forgive ourselves and we learn from them. We don't need to keep beating ourselves up. We don't need to keep being mean to anyone to us. We can just heal ourselves with true and honest focus. But what we need is forgive us. So just stay in silence for a few minutes and just only breathe this meditation. So you can heal, you can grow, and the next time you made a mistake, you know that it's okay, that you can forgive you, and that mistake makes you grow as a better and healthier adult that knows and understands that there is no need for calling us stupid, calling us weak, calling us any negative name that you can think of. Because we are full of love, we are full of compassion for ourselves. And that's how we heal. That's the first step towards healing, is forgiving us for those little mistakes that we have done, for the future ones that we're going to commit in the future. So, it's okay. There's nothing wrong. It doesn't make you a bad person. You're not the worst human being on this planet for making a mistake. No. You're just perfect in every single way. Just like a video game. You go through the stages of a video game with the little mistakes that we do. They're going to make us grow. They're going to make us better person, and they're going to make us happy because we learn from them. This is a school, and we're here to learn. Just take a few minutes to breathe and forgive you. Have that compassion and that love for yourself.
We are now going to adjust our chakras, to adjust the chakras to a degree you feel comfortable with. Pretend you have doors, and you can adjust the door opening to whatever feels good for you. So you can leave them a bit open, or you can close them completely, whatever feels good for you. Go to the crown chakra and adjust that door. Then to the third eye chakra and adjust that door. The throat chakra, adjust that door. And go to the heart chakra. Adjust that door to whatever you feel comfortable with. Then go to the solar plexus and adjust that door. Go down to the navel chakra and adjust that door. And finally, the base chakra. Adjust that door. And we should not forget the feet chakra. And we leave those open. Open enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth. Now, we will ask Archangel Michael to put us into a purple pyramid of light. He is taking you by the hand to place you in the pyramid, keeping you safe and secure. Thank you. Thank you, Angelic Realm, for joining us. Thank you.
And again, I want to thank you, Isa. That was a beautiful meditation and beautiful.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. So that really hits home is the importance of forgiveness, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, if you have any questions for Isa, give us a call at 646-929-0461. We had a caller a little bit ago, but they dropped off. I'm not sure if they were just listening or what, but... So, how long have you been working on this forgiveness piece yourself, personally, Isa?
For a long time.
Yeah.
I really started going really deep into forgiving me. I think it was 3 weeks ago. A really good friend of mine did a healing for me, and she said, you know what? The only way that this healing is going to work is if you start forgiving you for the little mistakes that you have done. So that's when it actually hit me, and that's when I've been really putting all my effort and my energy into working in forgiving me and changing how I view myself.
And has it affected your life? Has it changed the way your life shows up?
Yes.
The way the universe brings your life?
Yes, for the better. I'm a much happier person. I don't let things bother me as much. I just flow with the river. And if there is a little rock, I just said, okay, there is a little rock. What can I learn from the rock? Take it with me and just keep flowing.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And you are fairly new with the gold ring, aren't you? Have you been there?
Very new.
Very new, yeah. How long ago did you join?
I think it was a month ago, maybe 2 months at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Just like everybody else, I signed up for Reza's videos in YouTube, and he told me, hey, here's this link to the gold rings, become a member. And I just said, okay, click, log in, and I've been a member since.
Great. And you've been to the Blog Talk Radio shows a lot already, and some of the other ones too.
Yes.
Like the one, the one you were on with Russ and Ash yesterday. That was not Blog
yes.
Talk. That was, I forget who else that
was.
That was
SQR.FM.
Right.
And that was with Tiffany, the host of the Gifted Ones.
Right, right. Yeah, there are a lot of gifted ones with the gold ring from all over the world. It's an amazing place. It's an amazing conglomeration of like-minded people from all across the planet. And we all felt the same thing, I think, when we arrived here. It was wow. Here I thought I was unique and felt so alone, you know. But we're not.
No.
No.
And that's another thing. The moment that we feel that we're completely alone, it's when we realize that we're not. There's so much people like us out there that it just blows my mind.
Right.
Because this is a real wonderful community full of love and willing to help one another and ways that I never thought it was possible.
Yep, we and that which surrounds us are not separate. We are really one. We're one with everyone and with everything. My background is from the Native Americans, namely the Lakota Sioux Indian people in America. And we have a saying, And you heard Marika say it in the guided meditation. It was Mitakuye Oyasin. And Mitakuye Oyasin means we are all related. It means all my relatives, but the essence of the meaning is that we are all related. And that means we're related one to another, but we're also related to everything else. You know, I'm related to the desk. I'm related to the computer. I'm related to the sun. I'm related to the tree. I'm related to the sky. Related to all of it, and so we're not separate. You know, we are one with everything else, and all we are basically is dust in the wind, right, Jivanda?
And so it's our little problem. That's just dust in the wind
yeah.
as well.
I'm here. Had to unmute. So we want to listen to Dust in the Wind.
Why don't we listen to Dust in the Wind by Kansas? It's a lovely song. I haven't heard it in a while, and I would love it. It's perfect for this.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
I think we ought to do one more. That was that was fun. Yeah, that was Miss Magical and I collaborating on a song from across the Atlantic. We did that, gosh, it's over a year ago now that we did that one. And I hadn't played it in a while, so I thought I would. Leah, let's have some confirmation about ourselves being one tribe, y'all. Here we go.
Whoa. One tribe, one time, one planet, one race. It's all one blood, don't care about your face. Color of your eye or the tone of your skin. Don't care where you are, don't care where you been. Cause where we gonna go is where we wanna be. The place where the native language is unity. And the continent is called Pangea. And the main ideas are connected like a sphere. No propaganda to try to up a hand. Cause man, I'm loving this. Peace. Man, I'm loving this. Peace. Man, I'm loving this. Peace. I don't need no leader that's gonna force feed her. Concept to make me think I need her. Fear my brother and fear my sister and shoot my neighbor with my big missile. If I had an enemy, if I had an enemy, then my enemy's gonna try to come and kill me. Cause I'm his enemy. There's one tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil, that's a seizure. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. That evil, that's a seizure. Remember that we one people. We are one people. One people. One people. One people. One tribe, one tribe, one tribe, one time, one planet, one race, one love, one people, one. Too many things that's causing one. Forget about the main cause, connecting, uniting. But the evil is feeding and alive in us, so our weapons are colliding, and our peace is sinking like Poseidon. But we know that the one, the evil one's threatened by the sun. So we come and try to separate the sun. But he dumb, he didn't know we had the will to overcome. Rejuvenate by the beating of the drum. Come together by the cycle of the hum. In freedom, when all become one, forever. One tribe, y'all. One tribe, y'all. One tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil, that's a seizure. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. That evil, that's a seizure. Remember that we one people. We are one people. One people. One people. One people. One love, one blood, one people. One heart, one beat, we equal. Connected like the internet, united, that's how we do. Let's break walls so we see through. Let love and peace lead you. We could overcome the complication, cause we need to. Help each other, make these changes. Brother, sister, rearrange this way of thinking that we can change this bad condition. Break, use your mind and not your greed. Let's connect and then proceed. This is something I believe. We are one, we're all just people. One tribe, y'all. One tribe, y'all. One tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's cast amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil, that's a seizure. Let's cast amnesia. Let's cast amnesia. Forget about all that evil. That evil, that's a seizure. One tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. One people. One people. One people. One people. Let's cast amnesia. Lord, help me out. Trying to figure out what it's all about. Cause we're one and the same. Same joy, same pain. And I hope that you're there when I need ya. Cause maybe we need amnesia. And I don't wanna sound like a preacher, but we need to be one. One world, one love, one passion. One tribe, one understanding. Cause you and me can become one.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to play one more from our very own Jan Christie, and then we'll come on and say goodnight. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, well, I think Ether wanted to address to someone in the chat room, Ether?
Certainly. Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that when we really haven't forgiven us for that little mistake that we did, it come back to our surface. It's just like karma. You know, when you do something wrong, you say, well, karma is going to come back and bite me. That's the same thing with the little problems that or little mistakes that we have done that never got resolved. They keep coming back, they keep coming back, and they keep coming back. Because they're letting us know, hey, we're here. You haven't really took care of us. So just they're going to come over and over and over again. So my suggestion is if you have that problem, it's just sit with yourself. Really sit with yourself and start asking questions about why am I feeling this way? What was the message behind this situation that I have? Is there something that I can learn from it? And if there's something that you can learn from it, then just say, okay, I accept full responsibility and I let go of the situation and I forgive myself instead of keep putting it in a glass, in a jar and just let it bottle up. Because what is going to happen is that jar is going to break and you're going to be in a lot of emotional pain because of that. Versus if you just sit with yourself and meditate and ask yourself questions, you can heal. And that healing is going to make you stronger.
Okay. Yeah, that does make a lot of sense, doesn't it? And rather than beating on ourselves and that, indulging in that negative self-talk, just stopping and asking the universe or ourselves or our higher selves or whatever, where is the blessing here? And the answer will come. And basically, we don't have to pursue that negative avenue of the self-talk and then recreating more stuff that's going to keep us talking like that to ourselves. So one perpetuates the other, one attracts the other. Yeah, and the thing about karma, there was a thing that came my way spiritually speaking about karma about a year or so ago, and that was karma is complete. You know, who created karma? We did. And what's beautiful about that is, you know, we can also recreate it or create the completion of it. And that's up to the individual. You know, we create everything within our reality, including karma. So if you say, you know, that's my karma has been this and whatever, then that's going to be your reality, you know. Or you can just say, well, I'm going to recreate my karma from where I am, when you can, and create the completion of it. And that's the beautiful part about that, too, is you can begin from where you are and begin to think differently and then speak to yourself differently. And the universe rearranges itself to change your life around, right?
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones that we created the situation that we're in right now. And because of that, it's when we really need to say, you know what? Okay, I made the mistake. Let me forgive myself and move on instead of just beating ourselves up that doesn't resolve anything, just makes everything worse. And at the end of the day, we're not really hurting the person that caused the damage. You can hate, and you can have the feeling of hating somebody, but at the end of the day, you can tell somebody, hey, dude, I hate you. Who are you really hating, the person or yourself?
Or who are you really hurting? Who are you really harming?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's the individual. Yeah, nobody gets the benefit of our hatred, or not really benefit, but the residual from the hatred, other than ourselves. Hate hurts ourselves, and again, it contributes to that pain body of the planet.
No, where the planet can survive without us, but we cannot survive without the planet. So in order to take care of the planet, and in order for us to survive, we need to take care of ourselves. And forgiving and healing is the first step.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a lot to that. You know, the planet has been here for a very long time before we got here, and it'll be here long after we're gone. And the planet is fine. She is a dynamic, self-recreating, self-regenerating system, and we're part of it, and part of her, and she's a part of us. And if we get to be too much, she'll just shake us off like a bad case of fleas. It's up to us. What do we get to choose today? You know, we're going to choose fear or love. You know, it's simple. What do you choose?
I choose love.
I choose love.
For everything.
Yep. What do you think, Jivanda?
Yeah, I found the unmute button.
Oh.
You know, it's a bit difficult to... the sound is on this end of Blog Talk Radio is very bad. So it's a bit difficult to actually... hear what Isa is saying. So I really can't give an answer now. So what was your question?
We were just discussing about the pain body of the planet, you know, like Eckhart Tolle talks about, and how forgiveness is helpful in that, in clearing away that pain body.
Right. Yeah, well, I must admit that I do not know about Cartoli.
Oh.
But what I do know is that forgiveness releases us from pain that we have and makes us free. So in forgiving, you forgive yourself, you forgive others, and you set yourself free, but at the same time, you set those other people free. And that releases us from pain. So
yep.
That is what
is
I can say
it
about
is.
It.
Yeah, it is a gift that we give to ourselves. And forgiving of the self. And forgiving of the others, and loving the self, forgiving the self. As you love yourself, you're going to love others. As you forgive yourself, you're going to forgive others. I found that to be true in my life. Yep.
Yeah, and it is not always easy to forgive. I can tell, and I think every one of us can tell. But when we do, we always experience relief and freedom.
Mm-hmm. It almost immediately after, almost
yeah.
immediately following. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes left on this show, and I guess we'll talk about the next week's guest. Next week, we're having Gareth Lewis, and the topic will be Spirit Guides Network. And that's Gareth Lewis. I'm not sure if he is he a member of the Gold Ring. I'm not sure, but
me neither. But anyway, we will find out next week.
We'll find out next week, and we'll have Jan Christie back with us next week. Hopefully, we'll send her some healing.
Yeah.
This is a healing fountain show. We'll send Jan Christie some healing too. She needs it, and anyone else that comes to your mind.
Love to you and healing, Sam.
Absolutely.
And thank you.
And
thank you, Isa, for joining in this show. It was a a joy to have you here.
You're welcome. It was all my pleasure.
Yes, Isa. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing in your wisdom and in your knowledge. And we hope to hear more from you.
I'm sure we will.
And
night,
thanks,
everybody.
Everyone. Yeah, thanks, everyone, for listening in.
And we're going to go out with this bit of music from Louis Armstrong. See you next week, everyone. Thank you. I love you all.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more. And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.